and today, the word, the motivational message or devotion that came actually for today, and the word that I'm going to preach on is keep on knocking.
Hallelujah. Amen.
No matter what the situation is, don't stop. Keep on knocking. Even though if it is a bad situation that you are expecting good results, you have to keep knocking. If it is also bad, you just have to keep knocking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's also my prayer that we don't just end our fasting and prayer tomorrow, but we also keep on knocking in the fasting and praying. Hallelujah. Continuously,
Amen.
As the Bible says, pray continuously, fasting and praying, that we will keep on doing that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's open our Bible to Matthew 20:30. Let's read from 29 and then to 34. Matthew chapter 20, verse 29 to 34. And I read from the NIV. As Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. Two blind men were sitting by the roadside. And when they hear that Jesus was passing by, they shout, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." The crowd rebuked them and told them, "Be quiet." But they shouted all louder, "Son of David, have mercy on us." Jesus stopped and called them. "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked them. "Lord," they answered, "we want our sight." Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately, they received their sight and followed him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe we all hear the message that came. The Bible makes us to understand that Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, and a huge crowd followed Jesus. Many were the people from all different kinds of cultural backgrounds, different languages, different people with different problems, all kinds of problems. Some of them are black, some of them are white, all kinds of people. A large crowd followed Jesus because Jesus was passing by. And the Bible says that there were two blind people. They were sitting at the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was passing by, they shouted, hallelujah.
Amen.
They shouted, "Son of David, Son of David, have mercy on us." You see, whilst I was going through this, I mean, meditating, pondering on this scripture, I was thinking like, these two blind men, it was not that only day. I think it was not that the first day that they were sitting there. I think they used to sit there most of the time to beg people. And so they hear that Jesus was passing by, and they shouted. Can you imagine Jesus passing by with a huge crowd, and they hear? And so they shouted, "Son of David, have mercy on us." The Bible says that whilst they were shouting, the people who were following Jesus told them, "Shut up." They rebuked them not to shout. And the Bible says that they didn't listen to what the people said, but they keep on shouting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know what you are going through. I don't know where you have been. But I'm here to tell you that keep on knocking.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Maybe you are not sitting on the roadside, but you have your own issue that you are dealing with. Maybe it is in the church, it is in your school, it is in your marriage,
I mean, you have your personal struggles. But don't give up. Keep on pressing. One day, it will be your time. And God will also hear your voice. You see, when the man shouted, it was the people who first heard the voice. And so they told the man not to shout. You see, the people will hear you. What you are dealing with, I mean, what you are going through, people will see. But you see, God sees, I mean, God is the first who will see it. Physically, people will see you are crying, you are going through a lot. But don't think that God has not seen you. God has seen you. But he just wants you to shout. He just wants you to speak it out. So that people hear him. And they rebuked him. Shut up. You are blind. We can see. We are following Jesus. We need cash. We need business. We also need our sight. Now when you fly out, you are sitting at the roadside. What do you want? What is your problem? Delaney. And the Bible says that these blind people, they didn't mind what the people said. They kept on shouting. You see, I don't know, maybe your education. You may think that things are getting too hard. No. It has to be hard for you. For you to get stronger. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Keep on pushing. It doesn't matter how many times that you shout. Jesus will hear you one day.
Amen.
And so the Bible says that Jesus heard them. Son of David, have mercy on me. You know, it is not a matter of shouting, but it's a matter of shouting with faith. It is not a matter of fasting alone, but it is fasting and praying and reading the Bible. If you fast without thinking about the word of God, if you fast without praying, if you fast just like that, you will not receive any results. Shout with expectation. Fast with expectation. This man, they didn't just shout like that. They shouted with expectation. So keep on knocking and expect something when the door opens. Do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Keep on knocking. A door that is closed, yeah? When we close this door and lock it, when people come, they will knock. They will knock. Until we open the door, they can't come inside and sit down. So you have to keep on knocking.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Keep on knocking. Don't mind what people are saying. Just keep on knocking. And so these people, they kept on shouting, Jesus, Jesus, with faith, because they knew that if this man hears us, our eyes will be open. And so the Bible says that Jesus stopped. And he said, what do you want me to do for you? I know that Jesus knew and saw that these men were blind. He knew it. But he said, what do you want me to do for you? Ask yourself the question. I mean, what do you want Jesus to do for you whilst we are fasting and praying? To have mercy on you? To open your eyes? What do you want him to do for you? And so the man said that, Lord, he said, what do you want me to do for you? He asked them. They answered, we want our sight. We want to see. We want you to heal us. We want you to promote us. We want you to favor us. We want to grow in you. We want to know you more. So many things that everybody's having. What do you want the Lord to do for you? Keep on knocking. And the Bible says that they said they want their sight. Ah, the Bible says, is there anything too hard for God? There is nothing too hard for God. If you want your sight, and the Bible says that Jesus had compassion. Compassion. That's what we have been talking about throughout all the week. Since last week. Compassion. Jesus had compassion on them. At this man. It is only by grace. It is only by compassion that you can receive your sight. Mm-hmm. And so Jesus had compassion on the blind people. And then he said immediately he had compassion on them and touched their eyes. And then healed them. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And they received their sight and they followed Jesus. You see, once we are here now, the Bible says that when two or three are gathered together, there he is. So Jesus is right now in our midst.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that the word of God is God himself. It says, in the beginning was the word. And the Word was God. And the Word was with God. Nothing was made without Him. Everything was made through the Word of God. So the Word of God Himself is God. So what I'm saying right now, if you believe and take it with faith, the Word can heal you. Hallelujah. If you are blind, the Word is also the hand of God. It can touch your blindness and you'll be healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus healed them. Maybe you it is not all every day that you need someone to touch you, not every day that you need someone to deliver you, to put anointing oil and all that kind before you can get yourself. No. Believe the Word of God, that the Word of God is power. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the Word of God is life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the beginning, He spoke the Word and things came into reality. And so, God had a compassion on them and touched their eyes. May the Word of God right now touch you wherever you are. I mean, you are facing challenges. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can send the Word. He said He sent the Word. So, I don't know what you are doing, I mean, what you are going through right now. This was their situation. Where do you find yourself? The Word of God, you are here. Whilst you are hearing the Word of God right now, I pray in the name of Jesus that this Word will solve your problem.
Amen.
It will be the solution to your problem.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Word of God is power.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And it can, I mean, solve every problem.
Yes.
There was a woman, the Bible also says that there was a woman who was bleeding for 12 years. Whilst the woman was bleeding for 12 years, I mean, if you're a woman and you bleed, you keep on bleeding for 12 good years. It's very terrible. Very, very terrible. If a woman even go to a hospital to give birth to a baby and you bleed, sometimes some people die. And this woman was bleeding for 12 years. It's very, very terrible. But one day, Jesus was passing by. The Bible says that the woman had been going round for help. Rounds for help. Spent all she had. But one day, Jesus was passing by. One of the things that really touched me is that she went to so many people for help. She didn't give up. Never give up. Like these blind people. And so one day when Jesus was passing by, she tried Jesus with faith. Touched the garment of Jesus and get her sight as well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today, believe and know that God is for you. The Bible says that if God be for you, who can be against you? Nobody. Nobody. Jesus was not only for the people who were following Him. Jesus came for us all, and His ears can hear everyone's prayer.
Amen.
These people, the Bible didn't tell us whether they were sinners or whether they even have repented. No. But God has compassion. May God have compassion on you.
Amen.
May God have compassion on His church.
Amen.
May God have compassion on your family.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In this generation, in this country, may God have compassion. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that He will heal the land, He will heal you, He will heal everything that we that needs healing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. We need God in our generation. Look at the way things are happening in this world now. We need compassion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If without the compassion of God, nobody can even go to heaven. Because our righteousness is even not good. Compassion of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's great and it surpasses all compassion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray, whilst I'm bringing my message to an end, that whilst we're about to pray tonight, that the Lord will hear your voice.
Amen.
Many are the voices that are going to speak tonight, but the Lord will hear you, your voice.
Amen.
Whilst you're going to pray with faith and believe. The Bible says that faith without work is dead. If you pray, believe.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Believe that God will do. If you don't believe, don't pray. Pray with faith. And whatever it is, your God, the door, the Bible says that we should ask and it will be given to us.
Mm.
We should seek. Huh? And we will find. We shall knock and the door will be opened. He didn't tell us how many times, but He said, seek. And the end is you will find. So you have to seek until you find. Ask until it has been given. Don't give up. Ask until one day the Lord will give. And then knock until the door will open.
Amen.
Every door that it is, there's nothing. Say that the door, if it is a metal door, God can open it.
Amen.
Keep on doing it. Don't give up. Hold on to your integrity.
Amen.
And at the right time, God will answer your prayer.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just one thing I know.